President-elect Donald Trump met today with executives from AT&T, apparently to discuss that company's proposed $85 billion merger with Time Warner. Meanwhile, another major U.S. company, Amazon, is saying today it'll add 100,000 jobs in the U.S. in the next year and a half, something Trump has been pressuring companies to do. Ali Velshi is an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's in New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, good to talk to you, Jeremy.
Good to talk to you, too. And before the election, Trump said his administration would not approve the merger of AT&T and Time Warner. Does he still feel that way, or would he be willing to stop this?
Well, he said so, but there's nothing in his policy positions that would indicate that he isn't going to do so. Generally speaking, a president works on mergers and acquisitions through their appointees to the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission. We only have one appointee to the Justice Department at the moment, and that is Jeff Sessions, who he's nominated as the secretary. So we don't know where he stands on it, but a lot of people say he's not really anti-mergers in general. He doesn't seem to like media companies. He got into a dust-up with CNN the other day. Obviously, that would be part of this, and there's some suggestion that AT&T may have to divest of CNN if it takes over Time Warner. But they don't seem that interested in CNN. The other parts of the business make more money.
Well, on the issue of mergers and acquisitions and antitrust issues, before the election, Trump was critical of Amazon, saying it had a huge antitrust problem. And today, we get this news from Amazon that they want to create 100,000 jobs in the U.S. in the next year and a half. Is Amazon doing this because of Trump?
Well, Donald Trump, through his spokesperson, Sean Spicer, did take credit for having a role in it. CEOs, I was just at the auto show earlier this week, Jeremy, and CEOs are learning that it takes very little to get Donald Trump to take credit for job creation. So if you announce jobs and Donald Trump takes the credit for whatever tangential role he may have played in it, you start to get on the right side of the president. Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Donald Trump did tangle before the election. The Washington Post took some strong positions against Donald Trump during the election.
Which
Donald
Bezos Trump owns, right?
That's right. And Donald Trump threatened Amazon and Bezos. So I think a lot of people are understanding that even if you think you're right, you may just not have the energy for this fight. It may not be good for your business. So, there may have been that role. It's worth noting that when you look at Amazon jobs, Amazon is at the front of a movement to online shopping, which ultimately has the effect of reducing jobs overall. So as Amazon gets bigger, shops disappear. So that's a side note.
It's interesting, though, that the two companies that we just talked about are connected to media organizations that Trump
Correct.
Has problems with.
Right. So it's not necessarily that Trump doesn't like mergers and acquisitions. He has a big issue with media companies.
Okay. One more big story involving Donald Trump and a company today. He tweeted a thank you today to Linda Bean of L.L. Bean and urged people to buy L.L. Bean after the AP reported this week that Bean had contributed $60,000 to a pro-Trump PAC that led to a boycott of L.L. Bean. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is, these things happen. A lot of CEOs donate money sometimes to candidates from both parties. But in this case, Linda Bean donated an amount of money that may have exceeded the amount that she was allowed to donate. There's still some fuzziness about that. She said she thought it was a super PAC and they could give this much, but they could only give this much. So we're working that all out. But in the process, a number of people started this boycott. And she went on Fox News this morning, and it seems that Donald Trump was watching that because at that point he tweeted, go out and buy L.L. Bean, good on you for doing that. So that's the problem, that the president is seen to now be promoting a business that is owned in part by somebody who supported him in an election. Now, presidents typically unveil things at factories or at businesses where they know they have support, so that's not really the weird part. Again, this is much more emblematic of the kind of thing Donald Trump does. He finds a small issue and gloms onto it, so a number of people are thinking that's a little strange, particularly coming a day after he announced that he's trying to not be involved in conflicts of interest while he's president.
And between L.L. Bean and New Balance, shoes and boots have gotten very political this year. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thanks so much.
My pleasure.